Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 13, Scene 2, Transcendental Picnic. Shukadeva Goswami told King Parikshit, "Now hear of this secret with attention." After saving his friends from the mouth of Aga Asura, and after killing the demon, Lord Krishna brought his friends to the bank of the Yamuna and addressed them as follows. "My dear friends, just see how this spot is very nice for taking lunch and playing on the soft, sandy Yamuna bank. You can see how the lotus flowers in the water are beautifully blown and how they distribute their flavor all around. The chirping of the birds, along with cooing of the peacocks, surrounded by the whispering of the leaves in the trees, all combine and present sound vibrations that echo one another. And this just enriches the beautiful scenery created by the trees here. So let us have our lunch in this spot, because it is already late. We are feeling hungry. Let the calves remain near us, and let them drink water from the Yamuna. While we engage in our lunch-taking, the calves may engage in eating the soft grasses that are in this spot." On hearing this proposal from Krishna, all the boys became very glad. "Certainly, let us all sit down here to take our lunch." They then let loose the calves to eat the soft grass, sitting down on the ground and keeping Krishna in the center. The cowherd boys began to open their different boxes brought from home. Lord Sri Krishna was seated in the center of the circle, and all the boys kept their faces towards him. They ate and constantly enjoyed seeing the Lord face to face. Krishna appeared to be the whirl of a lotus flower, and the boys surrounding him appeared to be its different petals. The boys collected flowers, leaves of flowers, and barks of trees, and placed them under their different lunch boxes, and thus they began to eat their lunch, keeping company with Krishna. And while taking lunch, each boy began to manifest different kinds of relations with Krishna, and they enjoyed each other's company with joking words. While thus enjoying lunch with his friends, Lord Krishna's flute was pushed within the belt of his cloth, and his bugle and cane were pushed in on the left side of his cloth. Krishna was holding a lump of foodstuff prepared with yogurt, butter, rice, and pieces of fruit salad in his left palm, which could be seen through his petal-like finger joints. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who accepts the results of all great sacrifices, was laughing and joking, enjoying lunch with his friends in Vrindavan. And thus the scene was being observed by the demigods from heaven. And as for the boys, they were simply enjoying transcendental bliss in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.